Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Great to have you with us. Friday morning, good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, Ravens try to keep their playoff hopes alive with a visit to Cincinnati and a game against the dangerous Cincinnati Bengals. You know what I love, Chelsea? Well, first of all, I know what people don't love on this show. That's my, I was going to say famous, but not famous, home improvement stories. People are like, oh, God, shoot me in the face. You got one of those lined up. It's like a Falcons fan hearing about the 28-3 meme for the 1,000th time. But I do love it when people pay it forward. So the HVAC guy came 2 days ago. And I always feel bad for these guys because that has to be a thankless job. And this guy is super nice. Jose, he's a guy who regularly comes just twice a year, but still it's the same guy. And so, you know, it's freaking cold and he has to go up on the rooftop and check these units. It's freezing outside. And I just feel like people in general, when you have someone coming to your home, they're not necessarily warm. I don't know. I'm not in other people's homes. Anyway, so he comes up and he's carrying this ladder. He's got all his equipment and I know he's freezing. I was like, hey, I am actually going around the corner to get some coffee. Do you want anything? He's like, what? No, but wow, thank you. I was like, yeah, sure. If you need anything, let me know. I'll be right back. This is going to be a 5-minute trip. But I don't know if it was a small gesture. I don't know if he was in a good mood. I don't know what it was, but he spent so much time on the roof, and I'm like, what is wrong? Like, I feel like this is starting to make me worry with all the issues that we've had. So he comes down like half an hour later, and he has taken not just my unit, but every unit in the building, and there's 7, and he is taking any exposed wires, even just a little bit, and retaped all of them with this outdoor tape to keep them protected from the elements, and did that for every single HVAC unit on the roof just to be a good guy. Now I feel like I owe him a tip or something. It was like super nice. And when people go, you know, we've talked about tipping culture too, where people sort of expect things and they're not going to go the extra mile just because. Like for him to do that when it's, I mean, it was definitely in the low 30s yesterday and the wind's blowing, or 2 days ago. And for him to do that, I just thought was super, super nice. So I got to do something for the guy, I feel like.
Well, I think even if you don't tip somebody, the way that you pay it forward is you recommend him to people. And the next time you have any type of issue, you call him. Because isn't that how they used to thrive in some of these jobs, is by referrals? Like, I know realtors are big on this. Like, our realtor still sends us all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, listen, we're not moving. You don't have to suck up to us anymore. But that's the thing with a lot of these handymen, because there's not like, I know there's like the Yellow Pages or like Angie's List.
The Yellow Pages.
But still, if you have a friend that recommends somebody, I think that goes way above whatever internet, you know, recommendation you have from strangers.
Oh, that used to be it back in the day. You know, do you know somebody? Do you have a person? My real estate guy was referred to me by a friend, and now we're really close. Justin and Peggy, they live, you know, a few blocks down from us here in D.C. We just went to their Christmas party. So it's amazing who you can meet along the way. But nice Yellow Pages reference. Remember that back in the day? Well, let me look in the Yellow Pages and see if I can find somebody here. I love that. All right. Well, no Yellow Pages needed for our picks in Week 15, so let's get to it. And starting with the early slate, Ravens and the Bengals in Cincinnati. The Ravens laying 2.5. The Ravens minus 140. The Bengals plus 118. Total is 52. On an early Sunday afternoon in Cincinnati, the Baltimore Ravens found a surprise in store. A baby-faced assassin wearing a fur coat. And of course, I'm talking about Joey Burrow. I kind of like the Bengals getting points here. I don't know if I trust the Ravens. I don't know what to get from the Ravens, but with Joe Burrow at home getting points with how he played last week, maybe I'm a sucker here. I like Cincy.
Yeah, I like Cincinnati too, especially because I think there are still some threes out there that are available. And even if you pay a little extra juice at BetMGM, maybe it's worth it here. I do think that points are not going to be at a premium in this one. I took a long, hard look at the over as well, just because the last time around, it's not like the Ravens couldn't move the ball. They just couldn't hold on to the ball. They had so many. They had 5 turnovers in this game. So I think that's the volatility that I'm a little nervous about if you're on the Bengals in this one, is that one would expect that maybe the Ravens are a little bit better at limiting those turnovers this time around. And it's not like this Bengals defense is one I want to trust. So that's the sabotage factor for Cincinnati, but I don't see Cincinnati's offense slowing down. Should be noted, T. Higgins is in concussion protocol, but you still got Ja'Marr Chase. And Ja'Marr Chase feels unguardable, especially with Joe Burrow throwing to him. So I'm leaning towards the points here as well, especially if you can get that 3. I think this is another great candidate for a same-game teaser, where if you can get the Bengals at 9, and then you tease down the total and then hit the over, I don't see the Ravens absolutely smoking the Bengals here. And plus, the Bengals fit the great profile of a team that can, you know, come from behind and cover a big number in a teaser just because they have a great passing offense.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. And I will look for that 3 because I like that game quite a bit. This is going to be the game on the schedule. Bills and Patriots in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. Bills are laying 1. They're minus 115 on the money line. The Pats are minus 105. Your total is 49.5. Where are you going? I like the Bills, and I feel like I'm going to be in the minority here. Who do you like? I mean, Patriots have won, what, 10 straight? Hard to fade them here, but I think Buffalo's the side. What do you think?
I think that a lot of people will lean towards Buffalo simply for the reason where you say, okay, the Patriots just had a great stretch here, and eventually they're going to stub their toe, and it's very easy to stub your toe when you're trying to guard Josh Allen. Who's fully capable of taking over game, no matter how good the defense is. So I think a lot of people, when you pick Buffalo, like the reasoning is, hey, Josh Allen, the Patriots are going to lose a game eventually. So I think that's a big sabotage factor if you like the Patriots here. But Jinx, how many times this year have we said, oh, the Patriots are probably going to, you know, come to an end with their win streak at some point, right? So I don't think I want to fade the Patriots, but I can totally see why a lot of people will probably be choosing Josh Allen and the Bills here.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to for me, is that I want to see more from the Patriots, and this is going to be one of my plays in pick 6. But New England thus far, I think one of the more underrated talking points is that, look, they are very good. There's no question about it. They are legit. They've also played the easiest schedule in the NFL, so I want to see them get it done against Buffalo. Elsewhere across the league, how about this? Ugh, Commanders and Giants, we can skip it if you want. I mean, Giants are laying 2. Commanders have lost 8 straight. I don't know. I'm not going to touch this game. I clearly want the Commanders to win. They maybe could respond. They could also fall apart. I have no idea what we're going to get from week to week for these guys.
Right, and especially when you're betting on teams that really have no incentive to win games, other than like the guys on the field, you know, probably just for their paychecks and for their pride. But it's tough for me to look at these games and like really feel strongly about one side or another. I will say, the one like narrative that I think moving forward that could be going into this handicap is that the Commanders defense, for the most part, has been better since Dan Quinn took over, but it's not enough for me to like hit an under in this game. So I don't know. I'm definitely not betting on that one.
Me neither. Browns and Bears. I know this one piqued your interest earlier in the week. I don't know if it does now, but the Bears are laying 7.5 at Soldier Field. Bears are minus 400. Browns are plus 310. Total is 40. I am with the Browns. What say you here?
Yeah, the reason we talked about this one is because it looks like a perfect teaser leg. If you like the Bears, like, oh, the Bears, they should win this game easy, right? By a point and a half. Not so fast, my friend. We've seen the Bears stoop to the level of their competition so far this year, and they've lost or they've won two games by a mere 1 point. So I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that Chicago kind of plays with their food here. They're a good team, and Caleb Williams certainly makes those plays that, you know, make you curse at the screen. You're like, oh my God, Caleb Williams, this is why people stick around, you know, for some through some of the adversity that he has faced, because he makes those NFL level plays. But you look at the Bears, and I know they're 9-4, but the point differential is not one of the best in the NFL. In fact, it's middle of the pack, which is crazy that they have one of the best records in the NFL despite a point differential that's hovering around zero. And if anybody can slow down this Bears offense, it's probably this Browns defense, led by Myles Garrett, who's probably going to break the regular season sack record. And plus, it's going to be really cold and windy, which is what you would expect from a game in Chicago in the month of December. I think the high is like 13 with a real feel of like, I don't know, 3 degrees. So it's just not going to be favorable conditions for a shootout. So when you're talking about 7.5 points, you need a team to score some points. So I just don't have faith that this is going to be a high scoring game. So I'd lean towards the Browns.
I would too. And also watching that video from last week where Myles Garrett was getting triple teamed. How good are you? A double team is one thing. A triple team is reserved for the rarest of the rare. But that video where he was just like, okay, here we go, was something to watch. Chargers and Chiefs on the docket. Raiders and Eagles. Let's go LA and KC. The Chiefs are still laying 4.5 points. Chiefs minus 210. Chargers plus 170. Total 41 and a hook. I don't feel comfortable laying 4.5 with Kansas City at this point. Or maybe you like a total. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm taking the points. And Jenks, this has moved to 5.5. So you're telling me that the Chiefs are going to blow out the Chargers? It's wild to me that people still have faith in Kansas City. How many weeks in a row have we said, it's a desperation spot for Kansas City? Yeah, they've been in desperation spots all season long, and they're still losing games outright as favorites. So it's not a team I want to trust, especially in a divisional matchup where the Chargers have played them close in a lot of these games. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the first game of the season, the Chargers beat them in, was it Brazil? Sao Paulo? And Justin Herbert was great in that game. He has already shredded this Kansas City defense before. Went 25 of 34, 318 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. And here's the thing. Like, you would think somebody coming off the injured list, coming off hand surgery, wouldn't want to run the football, but he was the leading rusher for the Chargers last time around against the Eagles. Yeah. So very frisky on his feet as well. So I'm going to take the Chargers and the points.
I'm definitely taking the Chargers as well. Maybe I'm missing something. This also could be one of those games where, you know, the sharp money is onto something and there's something you're not seeing. But ultimately, look, Chargers are coming off a nice win where they had that momentum, and Jim Harbaugh was talking about how that felt like getting married all over again or having a child. But I just don't buy in the Chiefs, and I feel like that now, even at this point, we're still buying into the idea that, oh, Kansas City will come alive. Oh, Kansas City will come alive. Even Travis Kelce has talked about how he just doesn't know what this team is doing wrong. He doesn't know what he's doing wrong. He cannot figure it out. I don't think the Chiefs have figured it out, so I will take the 5 or 5.5 of the Chargers if you can find it. Raiders and Eagles. Eagles laying 11 in Philly. Any chance that you grab the Raiders? The last thing I want to do is grab points with a terrible football team, and also I don't want to bet this number. I will say this. I do feel like this is one of those games where the Eagles could win 20-3 or 20-7 and still cover the number. Doesn't really interest me, but I can see that where Philly gets right just because Vegas is so bad.
Yeah, the Raiders are terrible. Like, if this was any other team, I would say, okay, the Eagles, you see the looks on their faces. This is not a team you want to trust. But you look at the final scores of games, And the Raiders are not a team you want to trust either. They are in the position for one of the first overall picks in the NFL draft for a reason. So there's a chance we finally see this offense get back to maybe what people are clamoring for, because the defensive matchup should be a lot easier. If nothing else, they can at least run the football. Because remember last game, despite a loss, Saquon Barkley still had a very efficient game and ran for over 100 yards. It was simply Jalen Hurts who could not hold on to the football or throw it to the team in the jerseys that corresponded to his. He had four interceptions in that game, and they still almost won. So I think there is a window for the Eagles to have a much better game here. I'm not playing it because I certainly don't want to trust, you know, the Eagles with 11.5 points, but I'm not going against them either just because it's the Raiders.
I hear you. Jets, Jags. Oh, God. Oh, Jagdling. I mean,
yuck.
I know.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Thumbs down. If you're interested, Jags minus 12.5. If you want to bet on that game, knock yourself out. Cards, Texans. Texans laying 9.5. Texans minus 525. The Cards 4-1 to win outright. And the over-under is 42 and a hook. So huge win for the Texans going into Kansas City, snuffing out the Chiefs. But is this number too big?
I think I'm more concerned with the total in this one because it just smells like an under to me. I know it's a low total of 42.5, and this matchup is obviously indoors, but think about how good Houston's defense has been this year. And if you look at Arizona, they've been an under team as well. So it's just hard for me to look at the Cardinals and think that this offense is going to get something going. I guess this Texans defense has made some of the best quarterbacks in the league look absolutely mediocre. Like, look at what the Texans did to Josh Allen, and look at what the Texans did to Patrick Mahomes. How do you think that's going to fare with, who is it, Jacoby Brissett who's starting?
Yeah.
I feel like people don't even care about the Cardinals. But over-under record for the Texans is 3-10. 10 of their games have hit the under because this defense is so good.
Yeah, I kind of like the I like that play, and I like the Cards getting points because it's a lower total, because I think it's going to be closer, and maybe we're giving the Texans a little too much credit for beating Kansas City. This number has come down from 10. Coming up next, we'll see if J.J. McCarthy can give Michigan fans something to cheer about. That is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Coming up on the show, more from Week 15 of the National Football League with the Broncos making their way to Lambeau Field. Now, on Monday night, we get the Dolphins and Steelers. And the Steelers may or may not have T.J. Watt because he's having issues with his lung. Like, this game is so violent and so tough. And, of course, everyone loves the NFL, or most people do. But I never cease to be amazed by the toughness of these players. Like, when is the last time you're like, you know what hurts? My lung. My lung hurts. Not my chest. Not I'm sore. No, no, no. I'm having issues with my lung, so I have to go to the hospital. And he's not ruled out. He's just getting checked out because of discomfort in his lung. Just imagine walking around like, you know what hurts today? Because I played a really tough game last Sunday. My gallbladder. I can feel it. It really aches. Like, that's why so many of these guys later on in their careers, they have issues, which I'm not trying to be defeatist about it or down. I'm just saying you really don't understand. I cannot fathom the toughness that it takes to play this game on a week-to-week basis. And stories like this are why.
Well, especially stuff with your lungs, because you think about breathing and how much of this is mental when you're thinking, I can't take a breath. I literally can't breathe. And I don't know that much about the human, like, anatomy, but I do know you need to breathe to live. So I feel like that would be something that would make me, like, panic if I feel like I can't breathe. So, like, lung injuries feels like a bad one.
Oh, God. It reminds me of the COVID days. And I know. Because
Debbie Downer.
No, it's not. No. Talking about COVID days. No. But, you know, there's a story where I just remember it's the mental aspect of when I think this happens to everyone. If you suffer an injury or you're sick, then you can get in your head and make it worse. And so I was walking from my kitchen to my couch, which is an extremely short walk. It's not like I walk around the block or something to get to my couch. And I remember, this has got to be 20 feet. And I remember going from kitchen to the couch and being out of breath, like truly out of breath. And I was like, what is wrong with me? I mean, and I was sick. And then I got in my head and I started to get anxious about being out of breath, which made my heart beat faster, which made my anxiety worse. And so it was this cycle of, oh my God, my anxiety is worse. Oh, I'm worried about my anxiety. Oh, I'm worried about my breath. And then this vicious cycle that never ended. And I had to kind of calm myself down. But injuries are like that too. Even physical injuries, if you worry about them enough, you can make them worse.
Do you ever think that you can, like, will your way out of a cold? I think about this all the time, like Kelso. You don't have time to be sick right now. Just put your mind to it. Just don't think about it. Do all the little things correctly. Make sure you're blowing your nose. Get yourself some tea. Get yourself some Airborne, and you can beat this. Just put your mind to it. Do you ever think about this?
I can't say that I have. Hey, you snapped your femur in half. Doesn't matter. I'm going to will my way out of it.
I'm talking about colds. Like, for us normal people. Like, I feel like I can will away some things. And especially, like, headaches. I fall into this trap all the time where I'm like, I don't need to take anything for this. If I just relax my head, I'm not going to have this headache anymore. And then, like, 6 hours later, it's like, yeah, the headache's still there, Chelsea. Your willpower did nothing.
Didn't Chelsea have leprosy? For like a day. And then she willed herself out of it. No longer. Nah, she's good to go. She's very strong mentally. She's very strong. Well, if you don't want a cold, do not go without being bundled up to Lambeau Field, because Packers and the Broncos. Wait, that's not in Lambeau? Is that game in Mile
High
City?
It's in Denver.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There we go. Regardless, it's still going to be cold, Denver or Green Bay. So Packers are laying 2.5. They're minus 135. Broncos are plus 115. The total is 43, Chelsea. What's the play here?
I think my first instinct was to look towards the under, because I do think you say to yourself, what can you count on between both these teams? And it feels to me it's the defenses. Because starting with the Broncos, have the most sacks per team of any team in the league by a wide margin. And I understand Jordan Love is coming in during the heart of Toyota-thon, and he puts up these great numbers. But playing on the road, you know, in Denver is one of the toughest places to play, especially in December. Not that the Packers are not ready and prepared to play in cold weather. I just think this defense can certainly slow them down. And then on the other end, the only reason where you look at Denver that has a great record, one of the best records in the AFC, as a home dog here, I think the question mark always starts with their offense. And can you trust them? And this Packers defense has been really good. Even in the games in which, you know, the Packers have played down to the level of their competition, with maybe the exception of the Cowboys game, Like, the defense has been solid. You know, they've got that those great pass rushers, obviously, with Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary. So I think for me, my first instinct was the under. The 2.5 at home, the 2.5 points at home with the Broncos, it feels like a trap.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the under here. There's no question about it. When you look at these two defenses and the cold weather as well, I think that will be a factor that you have to look at. So I will be going under 43. How about this matchup? Lions and Rams out in LA. Rams laying 5.5, Rams minus 250. Lions are 2-1. Total is 55.5. If you want a high scoring game potentially, or at least a game that should go back and forth, and these two quarterbacks who used to play for one another's teams, this should be one of the more entertaining games on the card. I will say I like the Lions here, and I do think there is a strong argument to be made. I think most people believe that the Rams are the best team in football, certainly a top three team in football. And yet, because the Lions can be so explosive on offense, because of the motivation of Jared Goff in this spot, and Matthew Stafford too, I kind of feel like we're going to see a back and forth game. This line opened with the Rams laying 6, and now it's just trickled down a touch to 5.5. I'm on Detroit.
I wish this total wasn't quite so high, because I do think we see a lot of points.
Yeah.
And Jenks, it's the rare double revenge game where both these quarterbacks are out for revenge. And we've seen this iteration with these two teams mash up before, and we have seen some really great games. I think the tough part of, you know, if you're on the Rams, the sabotage factor is that the Lions have playmakers, most notably Jahmyr Gibbs, who even against the best defenses in the NFL is fully capable of breaking off a big run at any moment. But also you look at the Rams coming off a loss, and it just feels like a team that I don't really want to fade right now. Like, look at how complete the Rams are this year. Because obviously they've always had Matt Stafford, or not always, but, you know, in the past few years, they've always had the offense with Matt Stafford, with Puka Nacua, with Sean McVay. But the defense is one of the best in the NFL as well. So it's just one of those matchups that I think this is one that I want to watch. And again, if the total wasn't 55, I would be on the over. But 55 is very high.
I don't particularly have any interest in Panthers Saints. Although I will say this is a real opportunity for Carolina now, based on Tampa Bay losing last night. They can take control of division. Right now they lead by a half game. Does this game interest you?
I don't think so. And I don't think it interests most people, but I guess you could spin it in the way where you say, okay, the Panthers have a real shot at making the postseason. They have a winning record at 7-6, and this is a short number. I just feel like these NFC South matchups, it's anybody's game. Like, even in years where the teams are terrible, like, look at last week. The Saints beat the Bucs. So I don't think I'd be putting my money on this game, but I do think, you know, this would be a big win for the Panthers.
Yes, no question about it. Now they have that extra sort of carrot dangling that they can take control of the NFC South. Here you go. This is your time to shine. Titans and Niners, baby. Levi's Stadium, San Francisco. Niners laying 12.5. They're minus 1,000 on the money line. The Titans are plus 650. Your total is 44.5, Chelsea. You are the Titans guru on this show. We have a Falcons guru and a Titans guru. What are you doing?
You say it's my time to shine. There's not much shining going on in Nashville these days when it comes to the NFL. I understand the Titans stacked their second win of the season in December last week against the Browns. But this is going to be a much more dynamic offense that the Titans have to face. And if it wasn't for the Browns, like, calling the worst play call on a two-point conversion, Browns should have won that game as well. So I think I'm going to go with the Niners here, laying the points. Niners low-key good. And plus, the knock against the Niners has been that they have played a very weak schedule. In fact, coming into the season, they had the weakest schedule of any team in the NFL. But this is the weakest team in the NFL, in the Tennessee Titans. So it does feel like a smash buy for the Niners. And if you look at them as favorites over their last three games against teams of similar caliber, you know, they beat the Browns 26-8, Carolina 20-9, and Arizona 41-22. So it feels like another cover and another win for the Niners.
Couple other games on the schedule. Now, the Colts are going to visit Seattle. We know a lot about that game. We've talked about Phillip Rivers. Seahawks laying 13.5. But on Sunday Night Football, we get Vikings and Cowboys. Cowboys laying 6. They're minus 275 on the money line. Vikings are plus 225. Total is 48. I am on the Cowboys here in a big way. And the Cowboys need a lot of help to make the playoffs. It's probably going to be the Eagles unless they completely fall apart. But they're not going to lose to the Raiders this weekend. Still, I feel like this number is way too high based on J.J. McCarthy and what we saw against the Commanders. Like, I don't trust J.J. McCarthy. The last two Cowboys games at AT&T Stadium have been wins against Kansas City and Philly. So I think this is a overreaction to what we saw against Washington. Give me the Cowboys laying six.
It feels like the right play, right? Like, the only thing that scares me is that it's a six, and I'm still not sure if I can trust the Cowboys. But I will say, if you like the six, go ahead and grab the 5.5, because 5.5s are available on this game. But I think especially since the Cowboys are playing at home, and they've been better at home, 4-2 ATS when playing at Jerry World, and 4-1-1 overall, because remember that tie against the Packers, because there's no doubt about it that the Cowboys are trending in the right direction, you know, with their defense actually putting the clamps down. I understand they just lost to the Lions, but still scored 30 points. So I think I would be on Dallas in this one. I'm not a believer in Minnesota. I know they just won big over the Commanders, but I can't believe in 9. I just can't.
No, I can't. I mean, no, I just can't do it. I am on Dallas, and we'll talk more about that game coming up in Pick 6. Coming up on the show, college football playoff might be set, but not before one of the biggest rivalries of the season just up the road in Charm City. Army-Navy preview next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.